This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. Today is Monday, March 24th. It is 45 degrees. Nice morning. Michael Bartley in for Larry Richard on the Big K Morning Show. I'll tell you what a lot of people were talking about yesterday. A lot of people. You know, in the same vein, in the same spirit as Mitt Romney, there's a Republican senator from Utah that I really like. His name is John Curtis. He seems to exude honesty and integrity. He does. I'm sorry. My Democratic buddies will yell at me for that. But, you know, this whole thing, we're not going to touch Social Security. We're not going to touch Social Security. We're not going to touch Social Security. And if you missed this yesterday over the weekend, you know, Sundays, people don't watch the news and they don't pay attention. Good for them. It's fine. But I was watching Meet the Press with Kristen Welker. And I almost fell off my chair when I heard a politician telling the truth. Finally. All right, here's that exchange with U.S. Senator John Curtis of Utah.
Let me ask you, because Elon Musk ruffled some feathers when he referred to Social Security, something that he's also eyeing as a part of his DOGE efforts, as a Ponzi scheme. Senator, do you see Social Security as a Ponzi scheme?
Well, I wouldn't use those words, but we're not being honest either with people. And that's why you'll actually see me in a couple of months introduce a change to Social Security. We're not being honest when we look people in the eye and say we're not going to touch it. If we don't touch it, it touches itself. You know that, right? That's not being honest with the American people. And I think that's one of the things that makes them not trust us, when we say something that they just know is not true.
Wow. Oh, wow. We're not being honest with the American people. From the mouth of a U.S. senator. From Utah, John Curtis. Wow. And all the rest. We're not going to touch Social Security. We're not. Okay, now listen. His point was, and he went on to explain, if you're retired now or you're getting ready to retire, your Social Security is going to be fine. And in all sense of the description, they're not going to touch it. However, this honest guy from Utah said that we're not being honest about we're not going to touch it. We need to touch it in the sense of we need to open up a discussion, because he said his kids and his grandkids, they want to know if it's going to be there for them. How do we make it financially solvent, financially solid for generations to come? So they are, he wants them to open up the discussion. You know, those two words, Social Security, are they so sacred that we can't even have a conversation about it? And no, your benefit is going to be fine, he said. That's not his point. But they need to discuss this for generations to come. People are paying into it. You know what I'm saying? 866-391-1020. Oh, boy. When it comes to that topic, look out. But if you missed that yesterday, oh, my. A politician. And I tell you what, my hat's off to him. We're not being honest with the American people saying we're not going to touch it. And he's going to bring up his proposal. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Wasn't that very refreshing, finally? Thank you. Thank you, John Curtis from Utah.